Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, I see you decided to get up.
Just barely. And only by subterfuge by you.
Subterfuge?
Subterfuge.
Oh. Hi, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Miss Robin. And we are broadcasting live today from Easton, Maryland. And sitting in our beautiful back room here just... enjoying the solitude and enjoying, each other, kinda. So,
I was gonna sleep in this morning. It didn't work out.
Yeah, it's all right. You had a rough night. So, Robin endured some injections in her back this week, and that when the steroids go in, the Robin that doesn't like anybody comes back.
I was going to say, choose your words carefully.
It's not that I don't like anybody. It is just roid rage.
Yeah, it's an annoyance.
Roid rage.
I mean, why? You would think, I know if I take it, a pill or something, I can understand it. But when you get an injectable in your back, how can it still affect you so much?
That's right.
The hunger, the insomnia, the...
All of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all good. So, we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And, been doing a lot of work on the, Crab Magazine. Maryland Loves Crabs. That'll be out here shortly. And talking to a lot of folks in the crab business. I don't know. Anybody been crabbing in the audience? I'd like to hear from anybody who's been out there, on the water doing their thing. We're headed out that way. Crabbing has picked up to some degree. It's a cyclical thing month to month on crabs. And of course, you know, the holidays, there's no crabs. There's no crabs on Memorial Day. There's no crabs on 4th of July. You know, that's what you get. But understandably, there are plenty of golf crabs right now. So we're getting still supplemented by crabs from Louisiana and Texas and North Carolina and elsewhere. Folks have established relationships with the crab distributors all along the Mid-Atlantic and southern states, and they just, the Louisiana is the biggest supplier. There's just truckload after truckload after plane load after plane load after truckload of Louisiana crabs come into Maryland, and that's why people offer crabs year-round when it's not even crab season here. They can still get them down south. So it looks like the crab supply should be okay for the weekend.
I'm hoping, you know that.
Yeah, well, we went through a pretty good shed here, on the full moon. We talked a little bit about that last week, and I talked to a local fellow here that's been in business, 50 years in the crab business, and he filled me in on a little bit on the peeler crab, shedder crab, soft crab situation. It's not an all at once deal. You know, in the spring when the crabs are smaller, they tend to shed, a lot of the little crabs shed all at the same time on the full moon. And then as the season gets longer and the crabs get bigger, there doesn't seem to be as intense of a shedding or, soft crab season as we go on. There's plenty of soft crabs, don't get me wrong. But it's not a all at once type of thing. It's spread out over the course of days and weeks. So, think about it. If every crab shed on the full moon, what would happen? There'd be nothing but soft crabs in the bay. They'd be susceptible to predators. They'd be, but there's tons of them that do. And, just kind of interesting thing to think about. If you like soft crab sandwiches, I'll tell you what, we had soft crabs a couple weeks ago. They were
excellent.
They were right good, weren't they? Yeah.
Excellent.
So how do you fix soft crabs? We got a recipe coming up in the Crab Magazine about grilled soft crabs. And, grilled soft crab sandwich, what that looks like. So you'll be seeing that with pictures and directions and all that. And, but let's talk about soft crabs too. If you've been crabbing, let's talk about soft crabs. How do you like them? How do you clean them? How do you prepare them? I mean, I like them. I like them every which way. I like them sautéed in butter. I like them breaded and fried. I like them deep fried. I like them grilled. So, Robin, how do you, what's your favorite way to eat soft crabs?
My favorite way to eat soft crabs? Tempura.
Tempura? Mm-hmm. That's a good way.
We had down that seafood place in Prince Frederick where they were tempura'd on a stick with a really good dipping sauce. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a half soft crab. It was like an appetizer.
Per stick, yeah.
Yeah, they put them on a stick, tempura'd, battered them, and deep fried them.
Yeah, but they were lightly fried. They weren't. I don't like a heavy batter. You take a heavy batter, it ruins it.
Yeah, we did. We had a little bit of a heavier batter this time. We had them, and they weren't bad, but
it wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't. Sorry. It's fine. I mean, we got to try, you know. But
I think it's a happy medium. I either like them sautéed or lightly fried with a nice like tempura beer batter.
Right. And yeah, why do you add beer to batter? Do you know?
To make it fluffier and give it more.
Exactly. To make it fluffier. Yep. The carbonation in the beer makes the batter fluffier.
Yep. And it gives it a good taste, too. It gives it an umami.
A what?
Umami.
Umami?
Umami, yes.
Umami.
Yeah, it's a little crazy around here.
Yeah. So what is umami?
It's a different, it's a sixth sense or something, taste. It's just a really good taste, and I'm not sure exactly how the truffles have it. There's just a certain thing that you put
like
together.
Ambiance.
It's the perfection of everything coming together.
Oh, I see.
I have to find the exact meaning.
You mean like our house, like feng shui? Like this?
There's nothing feng shui about this house right now. It's between Hunter and baby. There is no relaxation. There is no chill. You have.
We got the coyote and the bear guarding the baby crate.
It's not a crate because my daughter says it's his play area. I call it his crate. She laughs at me.
Well, it's a soft padded floor on top of our beautiful hardwood floor that has alphabet letters and numbers on it, and then it's got this plastic gate thing that
sounds like a padded cell.
Contains him with all his toys in there. But if you leave the door open, he's figured out how to commando crawl out of that thing, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Well, kind of. He hasn't. He can't get the legs and the arms and the.
Thank goodness.
Everything moving in the same direction yet.
Exactly. So anyway, our phone number here today is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. I want to hear about your fishing and crabbing experiences. Right. Gotcha. 410-WCBM680, 922-6680 is our phone number, and we'd like to talk to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing?
Good morning, both of you. I wanted to tell you, and I called you a couple years ago about this, the best way to cook a soft-shell crab.
Okay.
You smear it with French's mustard just on the top shell.
Okay.
And you cook it in bacon grease.
Just the yellow mustard?
Just the yellow mustard.
Okay.
And then, so you cook it. And actually, all the mustard cooks off, but it seeps in, and it just gives it a really nice flavor.
I remember you saying that before, Jennifer, and we're going to try that.
Yeah. And another thing, I can't remember where it was, but I visited friends down at Smith Mountain Lake, and I took a tub of crab meat.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take crab meat and you just lightly brown it in butter and add a little bit of mayonnaise and a little bit of mustard, it's divine. Because it doesn't take away from the flavor of the crab.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, I make something like that where I actually almost brown the crab meat a little bit, and I toast pasta, bow tie pasta, with some asparagus butter and crab in it, and it's...
Oh, that's good.
That's my favorite.
That is good, yeah.
I watched Bobby Flay, this was years ago on television, make a crab cake. He put everything in that crab but the kitchen sink.
Me too. Oh, I can't stand the way he makes crab cakes.
I know, and all you want to do is just use the littlest of anything.
Oh, we've got celery and onion and pimento peppers and,
No thanks. Oh, well, God bless you both, and everybody have a wonderful day.
All right,
you
thanks,
also.
Jennifer.
You have a great one.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That started it out. 410 WCBM 680. A little yellow mustard on the top shell, Robin. What do you think?
I'm going to try it.
Cook it in bacon grease?
Well, you put anything in bacon grease and you got to.
Yeah, you could do a sock.
Bacon grease and duck fat. Either one of the two.
Duck fat. We ought to try that, too. That sounds good. see which one we like the best.
It depends on what it's, I think it's a toss up. It depends on what each one's on.
Well, I'm saying you could do a taste test. You could saute a crab in bacon fat. Mm-hmm. You could saute a crab in butter. You could saute a crab in duck fat.
Mm-hmm.
Do a test. Like Doug does he sets out three different brands of turkey decoys to see which one
the turkey likes.
Yeah, see which one the hen attacks.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that not like hate. It's more like a competition thing.
If it, like us. No, I'm just kidding. I jammed your printer up again, just so you know.
Oh, wonderful. You can go fix it. Talking about crabbing, you know who has a lot of crabbing supplies?
Who has a lot of crabbing?
That would be Clyde Sports Shop. They have baskets and lids. They have all the little accessories, you know, the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets. They have the bait, like salted eel, chicken necks. They have the steamers, and they have their own custom crab seasoning in a 5-pound bucket. They've got all the trot lines that you need, a 500-foot tarred line, 1,000-foot Loctite, number five nylon, a 1,000-foot snood trot line, which means it's rigged and ready to go. 10-pound trot line weights and snoods and bait bags and floats. Commercial crab pots, crab hotels, cloth and wire crab rings. They're fun to use. Cloth and wire crab nets. Then they've got the low-profile crab traps and the topless crab traps. And thank you, listeners. We had two recommendations on the topless crab trap manufacturers that came in this week as we ask a special request to find that out. I passed that information on to Mr. Clyde, and I don't know if he was able to come up with a supplier or not, but we thank our listeners for that. Clyde Sports Shop is your crabbing headquarters in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. You know who's having a sale for Father's Day this weekend? That would be Backyard Billy's. Now, I talked to the grill guy the other day. He says there's going to be a grill demonstration today. I'm going to give you that phone number if you want to call ahead. And the grill demonstration today is 10% off all grills. Now, when you think of the price of some of these grills, that's significant savings, 10%. 10%. Now, you put it off long enough, of course. You've been locked down at home for a long time, and it's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. That poly outdoor furniture, I was looking at that.
I like it.
They've got white chairs with crabs on the back, red crabs, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Engraved in the back. They're pretty cool. And the Adirondack chairs that they have, 350 of them in stock. Now, supplies of all this this equipment, like grills and swing sets and things like that, and the tables and the furniture, it's running 6 to 8 weeks behind time, for reorders. But summer's over by that time. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out their selection now while they have it in stock? Yes. You can see that whole display from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds. You know, that's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. And they deliver and set up within 60 miles of the shop, and there's free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside their showroom, I actually had a chance to go in and look around, you know, with the patio furniture, the lifestyle furniture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And you know, when they have these grill testing days like today, you've got taste testing or grill days. You've got taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and package deals and, you know, Father's Day 10% off stuff. Check out the website for the big Father's Day sale. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings. That's fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And you know what? They're a premier hearth and fireplace dealer. That's where Robin and I chose to get, after an extensive search, to get our fireplace inserted, and they even helped out with the installation of the stone, and they did install the unit and everything else. So we really are very pleased with Backyard Billy and the way they treated us. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. If you're coming from the Western Shore and headed east on 50, it's 44B Evans Avenue. Yep, your backyard is going to look great, no question. And guess who else is open when you're coming to the beach? Yep, Bay Country Bakery. Say it with me, Chris.
Bay Country Bakery.
Yeah, man.
We hit them last week.
So when we stopped by, Dave had the check ready for his, you know, for his advertisements for the month, right?
Okay.
And he said, I'm just glad I'm just glad we're able to pay this and get back on the air. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll send Robin down once a week and you'll have that covered.
I went a little nuts. It's all right.
No, you went a lot nuts.
Exactly.
So
how can you not?
Oh, I got something for takedown for our kids who were in Chincoteague, and I thought that they would like this one kind of Danish.
Uh-huh.
And I got cheese Danishes a big giant cheese Danish for us. And Alan said, well, I don't like the cheese Danishes that much. I don't like cheese that much. So you go ahead and Robin, and it'll be yours. And I said, okay. So I shared it with the kids. I didn't get a piece.
I wonder why.
They were like locusts.
Oh my gosh. They were,
no, more like wolverines.
You just inhale them. They're that good.
No question. So, but Robin did get her blueberry cake for her birthday.
Yeah, that was my birthday cake. Blueberry lemon ice cake. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Anyway, Bay Country Bakery, stop by when you're on your way to the beach, and when I'm, you know, headed down that way to go fishing or hunting, that's where I stop for a nice little snack. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and bread on the Eastern Shore, enough for everyone in the boat or at camp. And guess what? You can grab a tasty breakfast sandwich too, which is what we did. That's where we had breakfast last Saturday.
His daughter made them for us.
I know. Right now, Bay Country Bakery is open all week. They're only closed Sunday. They're open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. every day. And to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for that big giant donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. You can't miss the big donut. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles on it. People use it for photo op, background for photos. You know, they hold up their donuts and they take a happy picture from Bay Country Bakery.
And I promise to thank his daughter Maddie for making the sandwiches because she was so nice.
Maddie is great. Maddie and her sausage patty.
It was good.
Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's Route 50, just through Cambridge, Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello, and maybe you'll see Robin and me there. I know Robin will be there. She's the one with the big shopping bag and the back of the truck loaded up with bakery goods. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. We'll be right back, Chris.
Well, watch for scattered thunderstorms around the area this morning, clouds this afternoon, and might see some thunderstorms popping up, 82 for a high. Tonight, clouds, and again, chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, and a low 68. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms, 85. That continues right on into Monday as we start the week. Thunderstorms develop during the afternoon hours Monday, warming up to about 92, low 72. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel 4, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey.
And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive.
We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus.
First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds.
If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face.
Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else.
Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public.
And keep using our sponsors for their products and services.
And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
There you go,
big
guys. Moving on.
Big wheels rolling.
Yep.
I love that song.
Frank Converse and Claude Akins, Will and Sonny.
We got a phone call.
I know, Big Daddy Cool.
Big Daddy Cool.
Hey, Big Daddy Cool.
Hey, how you doing, Ellis?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Okay, man. I've been working with the homeless and soldiers and all kind of people. And I'd like to ask you a question. First of all, have you ever heard of a eating place over there on the Eastern Shore in Kent, Iowa called Howie's?
Used to be, yeah.
I used to go
there all the time.
Yeah, Holly's is gone.
I was
a long
friends with
time.
The owners.
Yep.
Oh boy, they used to put out some good food.
Yep. What's there now? Wawa?
Royal Farms, one of the two.
Yeah,
I know. I turned down there and I says, holy cow, my aunt used to work fat. I says, where's Howie's? It's a big store, like it was never there.
Yep.
I
no
think
question.
We went through the whole area over here went through a depression when it closed, I can tell you, because we all loved it from, I can remember from before high school, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Main reason why I called, I want to break out the fishing rod that Shakespeare my son got me last year.
Yeah, man.
That I didn't get a chance to use, but I'm going to use it on Father's Day.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I'd like to find out what kind of bait I should use. I just want to, I don't care what I catch, you know? But,
Just get some night crawlers or bloodworms or something and go out there and chuck it in the water and see what happens. I mean, you know, the universal bait has always been night crawlers, you know. You get plenty of them, you know, you get a dozen of them for a couple bucks and, you know, you don't have any special care other than to keep them cold. You got to keep them cold, you know, keep them in a cooler or on a little ice or something. And, you know, you can use half one or use a whole one and just put it on your hook and toss it out there, see what happens. Something will grab it, whether it's a perch or a white perch or a catfish or you never know what's going to bite, you know.
That was the fun of fishing. You never knew what you were going to get.
Never knew what you were going to get, right.
Yeah. One last thing I'd like to say. God bless America, and God bless our soldiers and police and firemen and many more.
Well said.
For the work that they do that they're not getting appreciation for at this time.
You got it.
Perfect.
Buddy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Daddy Cool. Good luck. Let us know how you make it out.
Let us know how you do.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know what happened on this day in history, Robin? Steven Spielberg's Jaws was released in theaters. Dun, 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 dun.
Do you know where I saw that?
Where?
The theater on, was it State Circle or whichever circle it is in Annapolis?
Yeah.
That theater right there. My dad took me. Me with 900 other midshipmen, and I was a 13-year-old girl. I was like, mm-hmm.
You were in heaven.
I was in heaven. I don't know how old I was. What year was it?
76, I think.
Yeah,
75.
I was 12.
Yeah.
And I thought I was hot stuff down there because my dad was taking me, and all these middies were going at the same time. I thought I was cool.
You still are.
And I screamed through the whole show.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 1975. So here's some trivia there, Chris. What was the shark's name? What did they nickname the giant fake shark?
I want to say Bruce, but
exactly.
I'm not.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Yep. Very good on the trivia, that's for sure. So, yep, Roy Schneider. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but the other one was I loved him in it. I loved
Dreyfus,
but I also loved
Michael Caine.
Yes, he was amazing.
Yep.
And then what was the most infamous line in that movie?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yep.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Oh, man. 410 WCBM 680. Tell Chris to fix the app. 1 minute I'm listening to you, then all of a sudden Queen. On 1370.
Oh, because somebody said something, I had to drop it.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, Bruce said something. I mean, Daddy Cool said
Daddy
something.
Daddy Cool
yeah.
said something?
Yeah, something that I just wasn't quite sure with, so I had to drop it.
So if you say something bad on the air, you affect you affect everybody's listening quality.
Well, I wish I could have heard the Queen. I think Queen's great.
I know you like I get it. So.
I just thought, you know, we've been trying to find things to watch.
Yeah.
And everything. I think today we should watch Jaws again.
I think that would be an excellent commemoration.
I think we should, because I haven't seen that forever.
See what kind of time we have. Maybe something to do this evening. That sounds good to me.
We're going to have the grandson all day.
I know.
Do you think you're going to be able to sit down and watch a movie with him around?
Well, when he goes into his play area.
Oh, okay.
The crate?
Brian gets so mad at me, and it just comes out that way. I don't mean it.
So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680. What kind of soft crabs do you like? And are you going fishing today, or have you been fishing this week? And what's the fishing report? We're gonna have Eric Slokovich on here talk about summer fishing here in the next hour. So, you know, you fishermen in Carver, stay tuned for that. We'd love to hear. We like to talk to Eric. He's always full of fun and lots of information about what's going on. So, doing the Crab Magazine, I do a lot of research to get the content for that. I mean, it's not just the seasons and cooking and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there about crabs and, you know, lifestyle and things like that. But also bring in stuff about the bay as well. So, there's a fascinating amount of information out there. And I just explore the DNR's website, of course. I do the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. I do the Chesapeake Bay Program. I do NOAA. I do University of Maryland, what's it called? CES, UMCES, Center for Environmental Science, I think it is, UMCES. I do a lot of these public sites, you know, to see what's new in research, to see what's new. And it's a fascinating time. So. But, you know, I learn a lot. I learn a lot about the bay. And when I talk to the crabbers and I talk to the suppliers, you know, I'll go right to the source of the guy who's selling the crabs or who's, catching crabs and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's just a fun, thing that I do in life, this Crab Magazine. We do it once a year. I was in Crisfield yesterday. Imagine crab restaurant and a crab wholesaler trying to get ready for Father's Day.
I'm sure they love running into you.
Oh, they love running into me. There's no question. No question at all. But, you know, there's people that are doing good in the crab business. There's, you know, the restaurants are the ones that are hurting. They're the ones that are hurting. The, you know, the ones that had to be shut down, and some of them are still only at 50%. They got their butt handed to them during the shutdown. Even if they had carry out, it does not make up for the amount of business they do in a sit-down restaurant, especially if they have a bar. You know, they sit...
That's your moneymaker.
Yeah, you have a capacity of 100 people, and you're allowed 50 in there, you know, and you have to distance them from each other. That's, you might make a little money on the food, but the money's on, you know, at the bar, quite frankly. And so if it's shut down, it's shut down. And it, if you have the carryout, that pays, maybe pays some of the bills and some of the staff. But I'll tell you, I feel bad for them. I really do.
If anybody can get out and support your local restaurants, not, you know, I mean, the chain ones too, but the local people who really, really need it right now. We did it last weekend for the first time. And the way they had it set up, we were comfortable everywhere we went. We didn't feel, you know.
No, I mean.
You didn't feel like you were in any danger. You didn't feel like you were overcrowded. It was actually kind of nice because you went out and you could talk and it was quieter.
Well, that part's true. That part's true.
It was very pleasant.
But it's really weird when we were down in Chick-fil-A, what you're talking about. You have to have a mask to get in.
And a mask to go to the restroom.
And a mask in line. And a mask to go to the restroom. But when you're sitting at the table with your group, you don't have to have a mask.
Because you're more than 6 foot apart from anybody you're not related to.
Right.
The tables are separated by an empty table.
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
Which makes total sense. Plus, you can't eat with your mask on.
Well, no. Duh.
But I mean, to me, it makes sense. The server still wears a mask, so you're safe from that, and she's safe from you. I think I felt very, very comfortable.
Well, all good. Hey, Stan heard our truck driving song. Let's talk to Stan. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Ms. Robin. Yeah, we're southbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. But I'm an hour late. You could always blame it on the driver. So there you go.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, can I speak to Ms. Robin real quick?
She's
yes,
right
sir.
There.
Ms. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
You tickled me last weekend. You really did. I'm still chuckling about it this morning, waiting for you guys.
Where were you two?
I'm not telling.
No, she wasn't in my neighborhood. Not unarmed, she wasn't. Anyway, everything's quiet, but it's all right. As my mother used to say, rest her soul, was machst du, you know, from verklempt?
That's my favorite word.
Was hast du?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, that tickled me. It takes me back to my childhood when they spoke that kind of stuff. They said,
yep.
Get out of here. You're going to assimilate. And boy, did I ever assimilate. Look at me now. Blue collar, redneck, truck driving, you a buffer. There you go.
I love it. I love it. I miss a lot of the old language, a lot of the really good words. I really do. And I put something on Facebook. We talked about it last week about missing chivalry and the way women were treated and stuff. And I think people are missing on stuff. Nobody cared. Nobody liked it. I was like, okay. So.
Stan, our production guy at WCBM, Ira, is Jewish. And he has been watching YouTube, and apparently there's a YouTube channel called Jews Telling Jokes.
Huh.
I don't know if that's something you should watch or not. It might be a little, you know, on the edge. But he was telling me all about it. Of course, he gleans the best ones off of there to tell me. So, and as Chris knows, Ira is quite a jokester.
He certainly is.
Yeah. He's a student of the old Sam Moss school. You remember Sam Moss on WCBM?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, they were good friends.
We were lost. We were taught to assimilate, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised where we fit in. Anyway, you ever heard the term, funny, you don't look... What?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I do look American. Dang, now that... I had a question to ask you, Mr. Allen.
Yes, sir.
Copperhead. Water moccasin. Carroll County?
Probably not. Water snakes, big ones, aggressive ones, yes. Copperheads, okay. Yes. Copperheads swim. No. And they are abundant, and they will swim. I don't know if they can bite you in the water, but Robin gets in the truck if she sees a snake. So, you know,
evacuates the area.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Crash. 7 southbound.
What's that?
Crash.
Oh, sorry.
7. I need a hole in that.
All right. It sounds like you're busy. We'll let you go.
Oh, I'm going to be busy in about a minute.
Okay.
All right, take care. Always.
See you, buddy. All right, take care. Keep shiny side up.
Be safe, Stan.
Shalom, y'all.
All right, bud. Shalom, y'all. So Emmett texted me, and he said, what kind of blue jeans did Jaws eat?
What kind of blue jeans?
Mm-hmm. Did Jaws eat? Denim.
Mm-hmm.
Levi's.
Denim. All right, Dad. This show is just nuts. Oh, thank you, Chris. Is that you?
Yes. I was in the backyard doing some stuff, and all of a sudden I'm looking over at the side of the house, and I saw something that was unusual. I'm like, well, what? Oh.
What is that, a little black rat?
It was a black rat snake, a young one. It was about 2 feet. And I walked over and kind of...
Oh, Chris, that is not funny.
Got him or her out from the bricks, and it's like, wow, this is fun. And then I was finally able to pick him up, and I thought, I can't go in, because I left my phone in the house.
Right.
And it's like, well, I can't go traipsing through the house with a snake. Not a good idea, because in case I drop it. So I was able to put it someplace and keep it still. And I went in, got the phone, and took a picture of it, and there we go.
And what did you do with it after?
Afterwards, I went to the back of the yard, opened up the gate, because in back of us there's a... an empty lot.
Uh-huh.
And I just put it down on the ground, and it looked at me, and then I thought it was just going to take off into the brush, and nope, all of a sudden it just went to this little sapling, climbed up the sapling, and then once it got to a branch, then it climbed over to the lower branch of a bigger tree,
uh-huh,
and slowly worked its way up. But after a while, I just kind of walked away, but yeah.
There you go.
I think a shovel would have been better than a
snake.
Nah,
you
no.
know to kill.
No.
No. No, they're good. They're good for, okay.
good
they're
snakes.
Good for the area.
Okay,
yeah.
They're good snakes.
Yes.
Okay, you have to understand my aversion that I just flipped out just seeing the picture. I have this, I know, it's really stupid. I played with snakes when I was in high school. Okay, in biology class, it did not bother me. Excuse me, sorry, y'all. But now, I get this visceral reaction.
Robin, when was the last time you picked up a snake?
I was probably 14.
See, that's just it. If you had done it on a regular basis, you never would have lost that fear. And since you stopped, because honestly, as many times as I picked up a snake, I was a little hesitant about picking this one up.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a little while to say, you know, the last time I picked one up, it was probably in the early 80s.
And, I can tell you where that snake would still be.
Okay, you two. We got business to take care of here. Guns wanted. Maybe that relates. I'm not sure. Hey, that's right. Guns wanted. Any make, model, age, or condition. That's at Albright's Gun Shop in Easton. They want guns. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. Now, I've been dealing with Larry Albright, and I know the crew at Albright's Gun Shop for over 25 of their 37 years. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment to visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your personalized firearm. This offer is also good for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta, Benelli, and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms and accessories, as well as an in-house expert to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, right down the street, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AlbrightsGunShop.com. Call 410-820-8811. Don't forget, Albright's Gun Shop, they want guns. Backyard Billy's Father's Day sale going on today, tomorrow, and a grill demonstration with 10% off on the grills. So you put it off long enough, now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up your backyard. You got to have a lot of fun times with your family. You don't have to go out. You can get some crabs and steam them in the backyard. You can, you know, put them on the table and crack them and enjoy your backyard. Why not? Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of poly outdoor furniture. It's all different colors and styles and so forth, especially those Adirondack chairs. There's 350 of them in stock at Backyard Billy's. You can see it from Route 50, Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's backyard. It's a free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many, 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 many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays, today, is a grill demo day. From 10 to 2, taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, grill package deals, and 10% off for Father's Day. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for fire rings. Why do I run through that? It's two words, fire rings. For any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. What I mean by that is they've got all a bunch of decorated, different-looking fire rings. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, and they did the installation and helped us, you know, find the guy to put the stone on, too. No question. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. Your backyard is just going to look great. Chris, we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all of wheat and oats, 2 feet high and rising.
And if it gets any higher, we won't get to the collars.
How high's the water,
so let's talk
mama?
To Captain Don, then Edward, then Lionel. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Captain Don, do you know that picture you sent of those crabs is why Alan is on a crab hunt for me this weekend?
Oh, well, he better get out there because there's a lot of crabs. My my crabbing friends have been doing very well. And they're actually fighting over spots, you know, where to put their crab lines and stuff. So it's very busy. But there is certainly a lot going on, and a lot of people are catching a lot of fish and all that. But the thing I found most interesting in the last few weeks is right near me, small John boats with powerful lights in these small creeks, and youngsters, and most of them are in, like, early 20s. For these snakeheads, they're shooting with these bow and arrows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big
really
sport, no question.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot that are on the county seem to be populated with these. I like to call them Shanagar. Some people don't like the snakehead name. But anyway, and in that picture, we were using bugs. Special mixture of crab season. So that's a good place to go if you need.
Clyde's crab season is great, no question that.
Yep. And they have everything you need up there. In fact, I'm going to be heading up there a little bit later.
Yeah, so. Good. Tell them we said hello.
Alan's coming to get crab stuff.
Okay. Crab. Hey, there's a. Catfish are biting too.
All right.
Catfish. Keep it on your list. See y'all later.
Got it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take it easy, Captain Don.
Bye-bye.
Edward, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning.
I miss seeing you down in Annapolis, sir.
Well, we still have representation down there, sir.
I was down there this year with a couple people, and so I do understand. I'm actually heading down the shore right now to go hang out with Lou down on the hunt property, through and getting ready to get some stuff done, things done.
Well, that sounds good.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I had very limited time yesterday. I only had about an hour and a half to spend in Chrisfield, and I didn't call Lou, but I did make my way through that fine town yesterday. There's some great people down there in Chrisfield.
It sure is.
No question.
Sure is.
So,
hey,
you been good?
I want to say. Yes, I am. This virus thing is killing me, my business and stuff, but what are you going to do? I mean, I'm losing more money than I think I've ever lost in my entire life,
But you see, you have confidence that it's going to come back, and it's going to come back quickly once everything gets lifted, right?
Yes. Long as we vote in the right person in November, too, so.
I agree with that.
I did want to say about the gentleman asked about water moccasins.
Yeah.
The state of Maryland has no water moccasins. The farthest north they've ever been reported is the southern tip of Virginia.
Okay. That's good to know. You get out there and you get aggressive copperhead in the water, you got some problems.
I'm going to tell you, I've caught so many copperheads. I've even caught some timber rattlesnakes before. My dad, that was one of his hobbies. We used to go out and go up into Harford County and go through find the horse farms and stuff and go in the barns there and clean out the snakes and things of that nature. And I've just been around snakes my whole life. And I just called one last week from my neighbor called me in a panic. And I'm like, oh, just ate two. I said, you need to keep them around. I'm telling you, they eat plenty of mice and everything else. So I took it down in the woods behind the house.
Mm-mm. Yep, no question. Yep.
Mm-mm.
What's wrong, Robin? They're not going to get you. All they do is want to get comfortable with you. They like your body heat.
Yeah, whatever they like, they swam towards me on a bridge, and I sat the rest of the fishing trip in the truck.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Oh. And this snake was 100 yards away, and she said...
It was not. It went between my feet. Oh, you mean when it was coming towards
you? Yeah, when it was coming towards you. It did. She watched it till it got into the pilings where she was sitting, and then she took off. So.
That was it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Because if there's one, there's more.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Stay in touch, all right?
I sure will.
All right.
Have a great one, sir.
You got it.
Take
you
it
too.
Easy.
Happy Father's Day.
Bye-bye, Robin. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye. We have just a few minutes to talk to Lionel. Good morning, Lionel. How are you, sir?
Ronald.
Ronald?
It's Ronald. Yes.
Ronald. Okay. Chris heard Lionel for some reason. Yes, okay. Sir. How you doing, Ronald? I remember you from last week.
I'm doing fine, Chris. Yes, sir. I don't have much to say, but I'm calling for me and Miss Ruth there, you know. This And another thing, remember last week it was Robin's birthday. Like, I wished Robin a happy birthday.
Yep.
I heard she got a lot of calls there, you know.
She did.
That and everything. And I also, I told Robin my birthday. So my birthday was this past Wednesday. I was 68. And
right.
So, then I don't have much to say. But main thing I'm glad I called there because at least I can say a happy Father's Day to Alan. Happy Father's Day to Chris as well. And good morning. And from Miss Ruth, Miss Robin, she said to tell you hello and, happy belated birthday and everything.
Thank you. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Take care.
I hope you had a good one.
Well, all right, Ronald. Thank you so much.
Have a super day, Ronald.
All right.
We'll take to talk to you in the future. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Well, I hear the music, don't you, Ronald?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere about 4 o'clock this morning, I had a great thing to say on here, but now I forget it. Or no, it's about 2. But anyway, everybody, get out, stay safe, and have a wonderful weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.